Hi all, I'm Upasana.
This is Archana.
And I welcome you all to the Scrum vs. Kanban podcast by Edureka,
your one-stop solution for trending technologies.
So Archana, would you like to start out by telling us a little bit about Scrum, the framework?
Yeah, before we actually dig into similarities and differences, let me introduce what Scrum is. So Scrum, as you guys know, is one of the most popular agile framework. It enables people to address complex adaptive problems. So basically, the main thing is here, you can break down the complex tasks into smaller ones and work on them iteratively and in an incremental manner. So when you ask how does it work, it's a very simple process. Actually begins with a role, important role called product owner. He develops a product backlog, or you can say it is a to-do list for entire team. So entire team begins with minimalistic plan, and based on that plan, they develop a product with minimum features. After that, they test the product, and this brings us to the end of the sprint. At end of every sprint, you have a different kind of meetings in which the entire team and everyone attends, which usually called sprint review meeting, and they discuss what went wrong, what they could improve, and all that. So at end of every sprint, you have this working piece of product, which you call product increment. And the cycle repeats again until all the items listed in the product backlog is completed, or you either reach your deadline or your budget is exhausted. That's how Scrum works. What about you, Pasna? Is Kanban the same or the process different?
Okay, so from everything that you said about Scrum, what I inferred was that Kanban is similar to Scrum, but like application-wise, pragmatically, it's slightly different. So again, like you said, the basic method, the basic philosophy of both of them are the same, which is take big complex tasks and break them down into smaller tasks for immediately tackling. Like then you tackle one problem after the other problem, one task after the other task. And also the concept of backlogs is very similar in Kanban. Again, you have your product backlog, which is a kind of to-do list that you have to look at when you work. Now, having that said, Kanban literally means billboard in Japanese. It was started out by a company called Toyota. I'm sure most of you might have heard about it in the 1950s. It was used in manufacturing then, but then it made its way into software development and deployment. So if something is named billboard, you must be sure that there is a board involved somewhere. Now, how the Kanban board works is basically there are four columns, let's say four to begin with. It can have any number of columns, but these are the basic four. You'll have your backlog items concerned with the entire project. That is your first column. Your second column is the current items that you are bringing from your backlog to your current to-do list. That is your second column. Now, your third is work in progress, things which are in your to-do list that you are working upon. And finally, the column which has all the completed tasks listed down. So your main aim here is to bring everything from your leftmost column to your rightmost column, avoiding as many bottlenecks as possible. Now, Scrum mostly has this emphasis on time boxing, whereas Kanban mostly emphasizes workflow, like a smooth flow of work, as opposed to like little time boxed increments which comes out with version 1, 2, 3, 4 of every software.
So from what you said, it sounds like both of them are based on the same concept, except that they do the things differently.
Exactly.
So the three things that they actually differ on are scheduling, iteration, and cadence, right?
Exactly. Now, what differs about both of them mainly is how they carry about in their iteration.
Yeah,
how they
true.
Go through that iteration. It may be a short iteration, it may be a long iteration, but this is the major difference between both of them, is how the iteration is carried about.
And yet I think Scrum is somehow better, because you see, in Scrum you have this cross-functionality teams. Traditionally what happens is you have a work, you have different teams. One team finishes their work, then passes that to next team, and it goes on. But unlike in other teams, in Scrum, you have cross-functional teams. So you have everyone from different teams working as one in one team. They're working together. That's what I mean when I say cross-functionality. That's the speciality of Scrum, actually.
Okay. Even if there is cross-functionality present in Scrum teams, why I like Kanban, why I think Kanban is preferable, is that it does not have said roles and responsibilities. if you know what I mean. There is no specific commitment to complete one thing within this given time frame. Basically, what happens is that people have the freedom or flexibility in terms of their individual responsibilities. Suppose you've been working on testing for the past 12 years. You can easily be a part of a Kanban team and choose to test for this current given project. Now, because you are so good at it and because you want to do it, you will obviously have better attention to detail and you will be happy working at what you do best. Not just that, when you're working at your natural speed, the quality of your work does not get hampered, as there's something called crunch, which every project management student or every project manager or product manager knows. It's called crunch time. It's when you're nearing the deadline, you crunch out more hours while developing something. Such a case is not the thing with Kanban because it is not strictly time boxed.
So yeah, like you said earlier, the important thing about Scrum is that it gives importance to delivering piece of work in proper amount of time and faster iterations. And that's why we call it a time boxed approach. So they need a lot of commitment to their work to finish within that particular time. And that is why every person and team has a particular role and responsibility, though it's a cross-functional team. I think that helps them deliver the product at proper amount of time.
But do you get my point when I'm saying it is no use of serving hot food if the food does not taste good? When we are talking about Kanban, we are talking about quality work. Even if it is iterative in nature and incremental in nature, which is very similar to Scrum, what happens in Kanban is you're working at your natural speed. Take it like the growth of a plant. Even if you give like appropriate amount of sunlight and water to a particular plant, it has a set time which it will require to grow. Now, even if you try to influence its growth by the use of chemicals, you are going to affect the taste of its fruit, which happens these days, you realize that. And when you're talking about a similar thing happening in your project, in your software development, if you are given a time box of 7 days to suppose develop one feature and you face an obstacle, say about the fifth day of this particular time box, you spend that one day, your entire fifth day, trying to figure out and work through the obstacle, debugging your code. That is one day that you've spent less on your development cycle. Now, obviously, these two frameworks are both designed because they have to tackle the unpredictability of obstacles that come across and hinder software development. So one day that you spent less on your development.
Yeah, that's true. You're saying one day spent on tackling the problem might increase your time box. It might go beyond the time which you have fixed.
Not just that. Even if you finish your work on time, because you are doing 3 days worth of work in 2 days, there is less attention to detail.
That's the problem which Scrum team initially faces. Because they just started, they can't estimate the amount of risk or the range of risk that they could face in future. But eventually, they get used to the shorter sprints. As in, they can easily predict, or they'll be able to easily predict the problems that they can face later on. So I don't think that would be a problem. So like I said, initially they wouldn't have an idea, but there's one of the important role in Scrum who is called Scrum Master. He basically, like I said, they plan, right? For every sprint, they plan what happens in that particular sprint. What the Scrum Master does is, he keeps a buffer in case if such problem arises in future, so that can be placed here and it wouldn't hinder the work which is happening. The time-boxed approach, as in the fixed amount of time in which they work, it wouldn't increase the amount of time they spent on it.
Suppose there are 4 backlogs, A, B, C, D, and you are currently stuck at A, you started out, and you're facing a problem with A. Till you don't finish A, the backlogs that are following that, because you have a time-boxed approach, you obviously have planned it out, you're doing A first, then B, then C, then D, right?
Yeah.
You're going to fight through A and solve it and keep backlogs B, C, and D pending, as opposed to Kanban, where if you face a problem with the product A, then you are going to first tackle backlogs B, C, and D, and then revert back to A when you have more hands because everybody has completed their set of backlogs.
Yeah, I get it. But the thing is, like you said, if you're stuck on A, you just postpone it for later on for the appropriate timing, and then you continue with your B and C and then come back to A.
it ensures a good workflow.
But thing is, and when you're developing a product, everything is interdependent. They're linked somehow. So wouldn't postponing A would affect your work later on?
No, because everybody is going to finish their own backlogs. Every other backlog surrounding A would be over. So you have everything from your backlog column to your completed column. And then the A backlog has more hands on deck. This is very important. Like you said, you have fixed responsibilities and commitments in Scrum.
Every team
the same is not for Kanban, because nobody owns the Kanban board. Everybody owns the Kanban board. Everybody is accountable. Suppose there is a success or failure of the product. So everybody is going to come together. People from different teams involved in the same product are going to come and work on that particular backlog that is pending.
So in Kanban, what you're saying is that you have that open product backlog where everyone can add up things and look at the progress. But the thing is, suppose a person has...
Nobody can add up things. Just like Scrum, your user story concept comes into play. It's more like everything is also planned in Kanban. Just like Scrum, people can't add to it. But yes, everybody has access to the Kanban board. And they can give like improvements or comments on any ongoing
backlog. What if something goes wrong? Who is being held responsible here? The entire team? That sounds really bad, but doesn't happen in Scrum. The thing is, you have product owner who's responsible for that particular product backlog which he has created for the team. So if something goes wrong, he will be the one held responsible.
But the whole point of any of these agile frameworks is self-learning and self-discovery, self-organization. If one person is being held responsible, then it just beats the point of self-organization. Everybody should be accountable, which Kanban works on, like, because nobody owns it, everybody owns it. And also, one person is responsible for this whatever particular backlog, a particular problem. What if that one person turns out to be incompetent? Or let's just say sick. Like, who's taking responsibility? Is it nobody's responsibility?
But again, see, when you have a person responsible for product backlog, like in Scrum, suppose he has an idea and based on his ideas developed his own product backlog. Though he takes some opinions and ideas from entire team, which includes Scrum Master and other people in the development team, again, he'll be responsible one and he has proper idea of what actually is there in the product backlog. But doesn't happen in Kanban, right? Well, yeah, that's true that product owner of that team would be responsible. But again, the team gains their momentum somehow after solving the issue. I don't think that would be a problem. So the concept of everyone taking responsibility usually happens when you have experienced people in the team, right?
Exactly. Now see, Kanban is actually an approach for experienced teams. As opposed to Scrum, which
is initially for the people who are still adopting to the agile frameworks.
Exactly. It's like studying in school versus studying in college. In school, you have timetables and so many rules, and you have your class monitor taking the responsibility of the entire class, which is not the same in college, right? Things are more flexible because people have moved out of the foundational stage of learning. And not just that, there are very many teams. Which move from Scrum to Kanban as they grow older.
Yes, that's true. And I've seen a lot of Scrum as well as non-Scrum teams who adapt Kanban later on. And actually they work together. They use Scrum as well as Kanban.
Exactly. And it's not such a bad idea. You can use Scrum for its lower ambiguity.
Its emphasis on the time-boxed approach. And
you can use Kanban for better visualization of your project.
Yeah, that's true. You can actually make best of both the frameworks.
Exactly. Closing in, would you like to name a few companies which use Scrum today?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of well-known companies like Apple, Google, Amazon. All of them use Scrum.
And as I can remember, around 7 of 10 of all the Fortune 500 companies do use Kanban in some way or the other. Right off the top of my head, I have Pixar Studios, there is Zara, and there is Spotify as well.
Well, yeah, based on the requirements, companies anyway choose a framework which they want.
Both of the frameworks have pros and cons. Mm. But again, we've mentioned before, you can use Scrum because it's prescriptive in nature and it has lesser ambiguity. But again, you can use Kanban to add that extra layer of transparency, of visibility to make your process much better.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, guys, I hope you could figure out what's the differences between both of these frameworks and where you could implement them.
And which one should you be using for your project?
So the thing is, when you're making a choice, an individual distinction doesn't always have to be made between both frameworks just because Kanban and Scrum work best hand in hand.
That's absolutely right. With that, I think we should close the session.
Yeah, that was an interesting session with you, Pasna.
Thank you and have a great day.